This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. I'm joined this week by our staff advisor, and I will let him introduce himself.
Thanks, Sophie. Great job with your first introduction to Green Talks there. That was well done. Well, it's great to be back. I think this is the fourth season of Green Talks.
Yes.
Which is really exciting. And you're the third/fourth host?
Yeah, in training.
Host in training. Yeah. So it's great to be here. It's great to come back to another year and welcome back all the students listening out there. So my position, I serve as the sustainability coordinator for the University of Kentucky, and one of the best parts of that job is getting to be the staff advisor to the Student Sustainability Council. So I'm excited to be here today to talk with you about that. Before we go any further, though, I have to give a quick shout out to Isabel.
Right.
I think she's out there in radio land listening. So Isabel, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in. The fee was started in 2009. So the history of the SSC and the ESF officially starts there. But efforts to get an environmental stewardship fee instituted on UK's campus actually go back about 4 years before that, to 2005, when some UK students traveled to a conference in Knoxville, Tennessee, and met students from other colleges in the Southeast who had mandatory student fees that were set up to promote environmental stewardship and sustainability on their campus. So they came back inspired and actually had to work for 3 or 4 years to finally get a referendum on the student government ballot asking the student body whether or not they were in support of it. That happened a couple years in a row without a lot of traction. Finally, they got some traction. And in the spring of 2009, the Board of Trustees approved the first fee. I think it came in at 75 cents per student per semester and has steadily grown since then. And at the creation of that fee, the Student Sustainability Council, as you know, was formed to oversee how the fee is spent.
Yes. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about the process that it took to go through to raise the environmental stewardship fee?
As each year that the council was able to demonstrate that there was more demand in proposals for how the money should be spent than they had money to spend, they were able to go to the student fee committee and say, look, there's more great projects that we could be doing if we had additional funds. And then the process for actually getting a fee increased how to put this kindly. I mean, it's necessarily bureaucratic and it's probably pretty boring radio, but there's a lot of due diligence on the part of students involved and administrators involved to make sure that fee increases are properly vetted and warranted and then ultimately approved by a group of students who have been charged with making sure that student fees are spent in a way that best benefits the student body and keeping affordability in mind. So long-winded answer to that. But
yeah, it's good. So we've funded a lot of really great projects, and I thought it'd be good to talk about how people can apply for funding if they have any sustainability initiatives in mind. So if you have any insight on that too.
Yeah, so this fund has been the most important catalyst for promoting sustainability on our campus over the last 8 years. And one of the reasons for that is it's so accessible. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, you all meet, what, twice a month?
Yes.
So you meet twice a month, and you consider proposals twice a month. So, you know, a lot of times, especially when you're first getting into writing grants or seeking funding for projects, you find out about a grant opportunity the week before the thing is due or the week after it was due, and you scramble, yeah. and it's stressy. And if you find out about it the week after it was due, a lot of times it's a full year before that funding opportunity is available again. So the SSC is super approachable because you meet twice a month. And so if you miss one, you just got to wait 2 weeks and you can,
you can apply again.
Yeah. And so that accessibility makes it really easy for students to engage with this funding resource. But it's available to not just students. So faculty and staff can also propose projects to be funded by the fund. Funded by the fund.
Funded by the fund. That's good radio, right? Yes.
Just rhymed fund with fund.
Amazing. I also thought it was like, cool how the SSC works, because we have funding anywhere from like $650 for a B school, and then we also have like projects worth like $50,000. So I think just like the variability in what the projects can be is something really unique to the council.
Yeah, it's another thing that makes it very accessible to students. I mean, sometimes, especially as a new student here on campus, it may be difficult to think about how you would put together a proposal for $50,000.
Yeah.
But if your idea is, I just think we need better signs on how to use bottle filler stations, you know, something like that is a pretty easy project to get in place. As you mentioned, you could apply for as little as $650 or as much as $50,000.
A lot of range.
A lot of range.
A lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
So speaking of the projects, do you have any favorite projects that have stuck out to you over the years?
Oh, man. Well, I just mentioned the bottle fillers. And working with the Student Sustainability Council to get water bottle filling stations around the campus has probably been one of the most popular sustainability-focused initiatives that I've been a part of here at UK. Yeah. Everybody loves them, and everybody wants them. And so as soon as we started putting those in, we were flooded, pun intended, with calls from people talking about how terrible their water fountains were. And so we spent several years really actively phasing out fountains that we knew had really poor water quality, or intentionally coming into areas like Whitehall Classroom Building where we know there's a ton of traffic, and putting those in. We've now got it so that every new building on campus gets those. It's called a construction standard or a design standard. And so anytime we build a new building, it's going to have bottle filling stations. And anytime we do a major renovation that takes out a water fountain, we're going to evaluate whether or not we can get one back in. And so that project stands out as a favorite.
Yeah, just because it's so prevalent. It's like everywhere on campus. And if you don't see one of those filling stations, people are confused why it's not there.
Yep. And that's great, right?
Yeah.
So we've created a campus that where people are expecting to find those sort of sustainability features. And I think that's great. And similarly, the outdoor recycling bins on our campus. And now I don't know if there's very many points on the campus where you couldn't see one if you turned in a circle. And so So the first 3 years of expanding that program was thanks to a partnership between the physical plant and the ESF.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even know that. And I'm on the SSC. The more you know.
So those two are infrastructure projects that I really like. The SSC is also part of the Sustainability Challenge Grant Program, which is also going into its fourth year this year. And so you all provide like $33,000 to that pot of money. And that pot of money is $200,000 because there's some other partners that contribute. And it's a call for interdisciplinary projects from faculty and staff-led teams. And we've seen some really transformative work come out of the projects that have been funded there. So I think that's another really high-impact project that the SSC has been involved in.
Yeah, and that's cool, too, how the SSC has so many like collaborations with different organizations on and off campus. So there's just a lot of range for what you can get involved with and have access to at the SSC.
Yeah, and so folks out there may also be wondering how to get involved with the SSC, and maybe we'll cover that when we Do we have time to cover that before break? Maybe a minute or two? So the SSC is comprised of students, either at-large members who just apply because they're interested, or organizational representatives who represent a student organization who has a standing seat on the council. And the call for applicants goes out in February, and selections are made by March, and newly selected members get to come to the last couple of meetings of the year, and then we kick things off with the fall retreat.
Yeah.
There will occasionally be a midterm election, and call for applications for that are sent out in November, and that happens if we know there are going to be empty seats on the council in the spring semester that need to be filled, either because a group didn't send a representative or an at-large member steps away from their role. And so there are occasionally kind of mid-year opportunities to get involved. But
yeah, so going to throw in a plug. Keep an eye out for possible at-large applications coming out in November. So you can just keep an eye out for that in case if you're interested. Hey, welcome back to Green Talks. I'm your host, Sophie, and today we're here with Shane Tedder, who is the staff advisor for the Student Sustainability Council. So I guess we'll just hop right back into it, and we can talk about the annual retreat that the council goes on at the beginning of every new school year. If you want to talk about like how that started or where the idea came from.
Yeah, so if you tuned into the first half of the show, you picked up on the Student Sustainability Council. I don't think it is what a lot of people think it is at first glance. I think a lot of people think it's a student org that they can join and do sustainability things.
Yeah.
And then they come to a meeting and they're like, wow, that's kind of an intense process, because really the SSC is a kind of an administrative funding body. And so, you guys solicit proposals from the campus community, and then you have to read them carefully and debate them and decide whether or not you're going to fund them. So it's some really important work, but it's also really structured work. And so the retreats were born out of the need to create some camaraderie and for the council to get to know each other, because the regular meetings can be a little contentious. They could be a little intense as people's
with differing opinions.
With differing opinions, and that's great. I think the most important part for me as an advisor there is that the student members of the council don't make it personal and don't take it personal when those arguments start to get a little heated, because good critical debate about how these funds should be spent is really healthy, and it should be very transparent. And so I like that about it. But it doesn't give much space for getting to know each other and forming a bond as a group. And so the two-day retreat that we go on in the fall is a great way to do that. So there's a lot of social time built into that. It's also a time where we get to recap the annual report. So we look at how many projects were funded the previous year and what the, a lot of kind of details about those. What were the categories? Who submitted them? Was the voting close or not close?
Yeah, which is helpful to like look back on in case if there ever something similar like pops up with a upcoming proposal, which is nice to look back on. And then we also read through our constitution, which,
oh man, that's you should come to the retreat just to read through the constitution with us.
That's riveting. But it's very helpful because it keeps it really structured and it prevents any controversy from happening, and it makes it very professional, especially because we're dealing with such a large amount of students' money, which we want to be as responsible as possible with it.
Yeah, and I think that's important for the campus community who may be listening today to know. Like, it's $200,000 in student fees that are dedicated to environmental stewardship and sustainability on our campus. And so the Constitution is really a transparent and pretty rigid document that guides how the SSC goes about its business of allocating those funds. Mm-hmm. And so there's really no ambiguity to how to apply or how the process works, and I think that's really important when it comes to spending student fees.
Yeah, especially just having like that confidence is really nice to the people going through like the proposal process. And I guess we could talk about like the proposal process, like what actually it is to get funding.
Yeah, I think a starting point is understanding what sustainability means in the context of the University of Kentucky. And the SSC, I think, generally follows I think the SSC generally defines sustainability in a way that a lot of higher ed institutions do, which is looking at it as a triple bottom line, that it's promoting environmental stewardship and ecological integrity at the same time that you're looking at economic vitality and social well-being. And so what are projects that can improve people's quality of life, boost local economies, and boost environmental stewardship or environmental protection? And so bottle filling stations, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, you don't end up with the single-use disposable bottles either getting landfilled or recycled. You don't have the material and energy inputs of having to produce a single-use bottle and then ship it across the country. And then once you have a refillable water bottle, getting a refill on that is free, which is like a million times cheaper than buying bottled water.
Yeah, for sure.
So you get that triple bottom line benefit of the projects. And so,
yeah,
you know, I think understanding that it's not just environmental stewardship.
Yeah, it's more of a wide range, because we've had like different projects from like the design College of Design UK, or like even just like straightforward environmental science or communication. So it's just like, if your project relates to that definition with the triple bottom line, then you can apply for funding, because it's more open and wide range than what is typically expected for like an environmental stewardship.
Yep. Fund. And a lot of times, you know, if your focus is environmental stewardship, when you're crafting the proposal, the way the application is structured, it gets you thinking about, well, what are the economic implications of this? And does it make sense? Does it pencil out economically? And what are the social implications of it? How are people involved? You know, and so, you know, I think, for instance, if you were going to buy a bunch of T-shirts to promote something, I would expect the SSC to ask, where do the T-shirts come from? You know, do you know the supply chain? What was the human rights protections involved in that textile supply chain? And so a lot of times that'll lead to selecting a different type of T-shirt.
Yeah.
And it may lead to people thinking about for the very first time that how that T-shirt is made may be as important as what we decide to screen print on it in terms of promoting the mission that we're into. And so I think the application and the review process that you all have in place is really good at getting people to think about pieces that they may not have even ever thought about before.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's why the application process is really nice, just because it's really like simply laid out, and it gets people thinking about what they're really applying for funding for. And it's even like a pretty simple process. Like, it's not like an intimidating thing, which I feel like grant proposal writing can be. But with the SSC, it's really straightforward. And, you know, we want to hear y'all's proposals, because we want to get more sustainability projects on campus to like impact our students.
Definitely. And I think if you're interested, if you have an idea and you want help developing it, you can certainly contact us. And we'll give out email addresses and websites in a minute.
Yes.
You don't have to come with a fully formed idea. The Office of Sustainability, which is the office that I coordinate, is happy to help fill in some of the blanks or provide some additional information to help develop proposals.
Yeah.
And so, I'd certainly encourage you, as you're going about your academic careers here at UK, either as students, faculty, or staff, that if you see an opportunity for research or an opportunity to get a new project started, and you're thinking about where could I get the money for this, and whether that's a show in a movie or instituting something as wide-ranging as outdoor recycling, keep the SSC in mind as a funding resource, and keep those proposals rolling in.
Yeah. Okay, well, Shane, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, man, great job with your first show.
Thank you. So we just have a few closing announcements. So the SSC is providing funding to send 5 students to AISHE, which is the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, and that's a conference this year in San Antonio, Texas, and so we're applying, so we have funding for 5 students, so if you're interested in applying, go to www.uky.edu/sustainability/HG2017. That was a mouthful. I hope you kept up. And all SSC meetings are open to the public, and they're announced on our website, so you can keep up with our projects, meetings, and events on uky.edu/sustainabilitycouncil. And a final thing is any member of UK community can submit a proposal for the to the SSC to receive support, and also all of our meetings are open to the public, so you can see them before you come apply. So we're so glad to be back on RFL, and I'll be around next week for to feature a funded project with the SSC. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.